Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live from the front lines of cannabis legalization, deep in the heart of Texas, this is Green Gold Radio, a weekly show for ganjapreneurs and canna business owners. We talk about marketing your marijuana business to claim your stake in today's green gold rush. Here's your host and the founder of the Green Gold Mastermind, Nick Carpenter.
What's going on, everybody? Nick here. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is actually the very first episode that I'm recording on Blog Talk Radio for this new platform for 2015. So super pumped. I've done a couple of interviews. Just don't actually have any of them out. But, man, I've got some great content, some great people that have been on with me already in 2015. And they definitely recommend that you subscribe to the show. We're going to be at greengoldradio.com. You can also get the show at greengoldmarketing.com. And, of course, you can subscribe on Blog Talk Radio, or you can subscribe on iTunes. So I don't know. We're going to see. Today I actually have the founder of Safer Shirts, if you've ever heard of Safer Shirts. What's funny is we actually just got our stencils in like either yesterday or the day before yesterday. So Jared Alloway, I actually met him through a friend here in Dallas-Fort Worth that does some signs and things, and he connected us with Jared. And the way that I actually met him was he founded Safer Shirts. And so what Safer Shirts does is, and you've probably seen this, but they have stencils that say things like marijuana is safer than prescription pills, or marijuana is safer than pharmaceuticals, right, and all kinds of things like that. Marijuana is safer than alcohol. So they have a bunch of different shirts. And, yeah, my wife actually just ordered a whole kit from them that arrived either yesterday or the day before yesterday. And, you know, it just had, like, I think three or four different full stencils for the, you know, that we can create different shirts. Some that are designed for, like, kid shirts. And then also they sent out some different leaf patterns, you know, different marijuana leaves and that sort of thing, so that we can just put those on whatever we want to put them on, you know. So that was really cool. I mean, I was glad and just thankful that he sent us even some extra free stuff, you know. So if you're interested in Safer Shirts, and you can kind of check out what they've got going on and how you can grab some stencils to create your own shirts and spread the movement in your area, you can do that at safershirts.org. That's safershirts.org. So today, there's such an issue in time in America right now for the cannabis industry. You know, just yesterday, Barack Obama was featured on a YouTube show. And so on this YouTube show, there's two different people that are interviewing him, and on like fake YouTube video sets. And one of them is a guy that has a YouTube channel. His name is Hank Green. And Hank, you know, he was able to ask the question to President Obama about legalization and just about the marijuana movement in America and kind of where we're at right now. And basically what he said was, you know, he doesn't himself smoke, but he does support legalization just from the aspect of, you know, personal choices and liberty. He also sees how the laws are, you know, unjustly used in minority communities more than, you know, white upper class communities, right? And there's definitely a disproportionate number of people being arrested that are black and Latino and minorities, where, you know, white people are just equally guilty. And so he just kind of brought up that topic, right? And he was asking Barack Obama his stance on that. And as Obama said, is that, you know, Washington and Colorado and other places, you know, Alaska is coming online next month, Oregon is coming online next month, both with recreational marijuana. And he said that he understands that states are you know, experimenting with it and trying to decide, you know, if it's a good thing or a bad thing. And obviously It's funny because he never wants to say, I, you know, my position is this or I this. So he says, you know, my administration's position is that it's still illegal. There are still federal laws against marijuana, but we're not going to use our resources. And he's directed people within the Department of Justice, and we have seen some of that already within the last couple of months, that he's directing people within the Department of Justice essentially to not use the resources at a federal level to pursue people that are legal within their state laws, right? I mean, like, why should that even occur? I mean, that's not what the federal government is, you know, that's not their intention. So, but it is a weird time because it is illegal at the federal level. It is legal at the state level in some cases, right, for legalization, full legalization for rec. And obviously in almost half the country today, we have medical marijuana laws. So that was President Obama's, you know, that was his stance on the issue of medical, you know, of just marijuana in general in America right now, is that it is his administration's position is that it's illegal, but they're not going to do anything at a federal level to tamper with state laws. So if somebody's in compliance with state laws, you know, they're not going to do anything to try to, you know, bring harm to those people. At least that's what he's saying. Right? Obviously, we've seen in some cases where they have done that and they've gone in and arrested people or shut down dispensaries or collectives or different things, you know. Typically, they're using banking laws, right, to go in and mess with people. So, I don't know. It's just it's a really cool time. I mean, I'm excited to be a part of it, but obviously I wish that, you know, the laws could change specifically because I'm in Texas and the laws here are still antiquated and we have no medical marijuana. So I will tell you, in Texas, if you're listening from Texas or you care about Texas law, we have some really exciting things going on, though. And I think, to me, that Texas is the front lines today of marijuana legalization. And I say that kind of probably biased because I'm in Texas and obviously I want it to occur here. But also, you look at a lot of other organizations and they feel the same way. That's the reason that Marijuana Policy Project, you know, moved to Texas and are now based out of Austin after they were in Colorado and helped with Amendment 64 and getting that passed. So, you know, right now for Texas, this year today, like as I talk to you from today on January 23rd, right now our legislative session just started this week. And so we currently have two bills that already are presented and have bill numbers that are around marijuana issues. So Bill 507 is called House Bill 507. And House Bill 507 will decriminalize marijuana up to 1 ounce. So what they've done is right now today, if you get arrested in Texas for the lowest marijuana charge, that charge is basically 0.01 grams to 2 ounces, and that's a Class B misdemeanor. So a lot of people here, you know, are getting arrested. They're going to jail for a night, getting bonded out on like $500 or $700 bonds, and then going through the court system and either ending up on probation or doing the sheriff's slave detail, or they do community service or something like that, right? Especially getting in jail. That's typically what's occurring right now in Texas. So House Bill 507 will decriminalize marijuana up to 1 ounce, and you simply get a ticket. So it becomes a civil ticket, a $100 civil ticket, as opposed to a criminal offense that's associated to your record, right? So that will be incredible. So that's House Bill 507. If you're in Texas, highly recommend you call legislators and support House Bill 507 so that we can decriminalize marijuana in Texas up to 1 ounce. That would be incredible. The other bill that is already has a bill number, and we know will, you know, it looks good, so we'll see if it what happens with it, is House Bill 557. And House Bill 557 is in support of growing hemp for the purpose of doing research, right? So it's not a commercial hemp bill like what Kentucky put in place, but it is a bill that will just allow for testing and for research purposes in Texas. You know, we obviously don't have that now. It's illegal to grow hemp in Texas. And so that's a great step, right? Anything that we can do to be making strides towards legalization and towards just freeing up the market and getting back to a free market system with marijuana, or a you know, at least just loosening the reins a little bit. I mean, if you think about it, there is no reason at all why hemp, growing hemp is illegal. I mean, they sell it everywhere. You go to Whole Foods, there's half a damn aisle that's selling, you know, marijuana-based products or hemp-based product. You know, lotions, creams, all kinds of different body things, food, right? There's just tons of uses, you know? And so, like, why can we sell hemp stuff? Why can we manufacture hemp stuff, but we can't grow the actual hemp? It just doesn't make any sense, right? And it's just simply because of the old laws from the 30s when they banned marijuana. So, you know, so yesterday, I don't know, I guess maybe Jared isn't going to show up, so we might have to have him on another episode. So yesterday I actually did a webinar, and we talked about 8 different ways that you can market your cannabis business. Right, today there's like the online marketing that's available today is unlike anything that's ever been available in history. You know, the fact that you can, you know, reach millions of people in a single day or reach thousands of people in a single day, it's never been possible without going and just having an extremely large budget. But in history, if we wanted to reach whatever, let's say 1,000 people in a day, what would we have to do? Well, we could have made phone calls. There's really no way to make phone calls to 1,000 people in one day. So we could send a letter out. All right, so that's probably going to cost us about 50 cents or a dollar a piece. Or we could just run little cheap ads, or, you know, we could use social media, we can use video and these things that exist today. And we can be able to get our message out to as many people really as we choose to. You know, it's like with social media, it's a megaphone, right? It's a megaphone for your message, and you can take that megaphone and you can amplify your message up to whoever you want to make sure hears you. And that's the thing that I love about Facebook ads is, you know, you can have ads running to any niche or industry or purpose, right? And obviously with marijuana marketing, more and more I'm learning that, you know, obviously Facebook, I say this like kind of facetiously, but Facebook really hates cannabis ads, okay? They are definitely on the side of the federal government. They're going to protect themselves. And so they do not like Facebook ads. At all. They do not like cannabis ads on Facebook at all. Obviously, they love Facebook ads, how they make their money. So we have to be kind of sneaky and kind of, you know, purposeful with some of the stuff that we're doing online, because obviously the laws, being the fact that on a federal level are illegal, on state levels are legal, there are some things online that are not available to us, that are available to other industries and other businesses. So, for example, on Facebook, you have to be strategic to the point of getting as much free exposure within the newsfeed as you possibly can. Right? And what I mean is, you have to figure out a way that you can get people to interact, or you can get people to comment, or like, or share your post, or you can get people to mention you in their posts, right, or check in at your business, or these are all things that you can do that are totally free. You see, there's this thing called the Facebook, that's funny. There's a thing called Facebook EdgeRank, right, EdgeRank, E-D-G-E, rank, EdgeRank, and it's kind of like SEO, if you're familiar with that term, right, search engine optimization. Everybody says, I want to be on Google page one. Okay, well, to me, Google page one is probably like being in the top 20 or 30 Facebook posts when somebody goes and checks their Facebook, right? Whoever's in those first 20 or 30 spots, those are the people that Facebook feels are the most prominent posts or the most important posts for you to see. And so how can we use that edge rank system, how would we be able to keep our information and keep our posts in the news feed? So I'm going to share with you real quick three things that affect Facebook edge rank so that you can understand how they decide what is shown, and you can try to kind of like maneuver with it, right? Or I don't want to say manipulate. That's just like a negative term, but you can use it to your advantage, right? If you know the rules and you understand the game, you can use those rules to your advantage. So with Facebook Edge Rank, there are three different pieces that will affect how long your post stays in the newsfeed. The first thing that affects is called affinity. Affinity is how tight of a relationship you have with somebody, right? So affinity is means how often you interact with someone. How often do they like or comment on your status? How often do you interact with them when they do comment or like? Do you ever interact on their posts, right? What is your relationship? How many friends do you have together? Okay, these are all things that Facebook is using to determine the affinity. Okay, so affinity is, you know, just that relationship. How close is the relationship? The second thing that determines is something called weight. And weight is how important the status update is that you just made. 1 second. So weight is, you know, how important the update is that you just made. Okay, so when we look at weight, they're going to look at the words that are in the update, other people that are tagged in the update, the photo and the video that's associated, the link that's shared, right, and that sort of thing. So they're going to look at the post and decide how important is this and who should see it. All right, so you got affinity, weight, and the third one is time decay. All right, so time decay is pretty much the easiest one to understand. And it's how long has it been since the post was made. But it also is how long has it been since the last person interacted with the post, right? If you look at, there's like a rate of interaction, right? And so what Facebook does is they stick your post out there and they show it to about 5% of your fan base on your page, maybe a little more, sometimes 10%. And once they show it to those 5%, if depending if those people interact or not, Facebook decides that they should continue to show it, right? So for you, it's critical that you try to get some interaction because that interaction is what's going to keep it in the newsfeed. It's what's going to keep it relevant and allow other people to be able to see it, interact with it. If you put something out and it doesn't get any interaction, Facebook is probably going to determine that, you know, it's not a post people care about that much, and they're going to just let it dwindle away, right, over in that right-hand sidebar, that scrolling time bar of death that's on the side, nobody looks. Right, if you're not in the actual news feed, it's like the post you're making just doesn't matter that much. So hopefully those three things right there, just knowing that you know, time decay, the weight, and the affinity, those are the three things that determine, you know, how long your post lives in the newsfeed. So hopefully that will help you right there with your Facebook. So how can you take advantage of those three things? Knowing that those are what determines how long your stuff stays in Facebook, and knowing that Facebook really doesn't like allowing you to run ads for your business, we want to do anything that we can to keep our stuff in the feed for free. So one thing you can do is you can do little contests, right? You can do little giveaway contests. And with a giveaway contest, you can simply tell people on a post that in order to enter that contest, you know, they have to like and comment on the post to enter. So by doing that, whenever they like the post and whenever they comment, a lot of times that post is going to be put into the person that's commenting. It's going to be put into their friend's newsfeed, right, so that their friends see them interacting on your post. It'll have a little thing at the top that says, you know, Nick Carpenter commented on this, and then we'll have the post right there inside their newsfeed so that other people can see it. So that would be one way that you could, you know, use Facebook. And you just have to kind of, I don't want to say game the system necessarily, but you have to be able to play within the rules and do the best thing you can. So think of anything you can do to maximize your free time in the newsfeed. So every time you get someone to like a comment, or every time you get someone to like a post or comment on a post or share a post, right, those are all things that are helping you stay in the newsfeed without having to go out there and deal with the ads and get caught up in the Facebook ads process. Because, man, especially just recently over the last couple of weeks, I have discovered personally how much they do not like cannabis ads. So there are some ads that you can run. You just have to be really strategic on which ones you submit in, because it can't have anything to do with facilitating the sale or the use of illegal or recreational drugs. Okay, so anything that has to do with your store hours, the products you're selling, a sale on a strain, right, any of those kind of things, Facebook will not allow you to run ads on those. So you have to be, you know, kind of, you got to think the old think outside the box rule here, you know what I mean, on how can you run ads. But there are some ways to do it, you know. Maybe there's a, you know, you could run a funny meme, a funny video, an article that has nothing to do with marijuana that's just like fun stuff to do in your area. You know, things like that, right, that you can look at on how can you, you know, what can you run as, you know, run as, and that would be it, is anything that doesn't have something to do directly with the sale or use of marijuana is basically what you can run on Facebook. So I think on that note, we're going to wrap it up today. Hopefully that helps you a little bit understand your Facebook. So, you know, just think about that every time you're posting something, right? Are people going to like this? Are people going to interact with this? Because if they're not, and they're not even seeing it, nobody goes to your page to check out your page. They only see what's in the newsfeed. So it's really important that we're putting out content that your audience cares about and your audience wants to see, right? So that way we can continue to build relationships, continue to use Facebook as a tool and a platform to grow your cannabis business in 2015. I'm Dick Carpenter. Thanks so much. Make sure that you connect with us at greengoldmarketing.com for a free cannabis marketing report with a 5-step process anybody can use today to grow their business. I'm Nick Carpenter. We'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to Green Gold Radio with Nick Carpenter. If you like what you just heard, please subscribe and pass along our show or website, greengoldmarketing.com, to your friends and colleagues. Be sure to check out our archive section for previous podcasts. And join us next time for another hand-rolled edition of Green Gold Radio.